Hey, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a K-State University Dean with this wet weather. Seems like I'm running it back every day this week of the same thing, same conditions, same overclass conditions. Eddie Greer hosts, oh, by the way, Eddie Greer hosts this podcast, this other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast here. And I know I'm a couple days out, but hey, it's going to be here in a whip of the magic wand, because this week is, I don't know what it is, at least lately, last couple weeks, I don't know if it's a job or what, or what it is, or the speed. Seems like everything's been going quicker and quicker here, and time has flown, and we're already in March, so there's that. I am recording this week, I'm going to go ahead and record this weekend preview right now, K-State Sports Weekend Preview on Monday, on Wednesday, March 4th, 2026. And this won't come out until Friday. So there's that. We're going to take a look at now. And a lot of this obviously depends. Well, not, I shouldn't say a lot. Some of this depends on whether K-State women's basketball makes a run in Kansas City, which, yes, I'm speaking right now ahead, a couple hours away from K-State Cincinnati. Okay. So, and y'all are going to know, because this will come out way after that, but we'll know if K-State's still playing by Friday, which we'll see how that goes. But yeah, they're playing Cincinnati today. I'm sitting recording this podcast on March 4th on this Wednesday, so there's that. Friday's concern, well, women's tennis back on the court. They did. I haven't taken a look yet. We haven't even taken a look at men's golf yet at some point, but I will get back. I will eventually rewind the clock again. We'll talk about the West Virginia win for the women's tennis team again. That's how you bounce back after losing the conference over. Speaking of Cincinnati, the women's tennis team just got done playing Cincinnati last weekend and lost. So there's that. But yeah, the women's tennis team will hit the road this time. And we'll take on Colorado at 3. So you got that going on. And baseball will open up their series at home, Twenty Family Stadium, given hopefully better conditions, against SIUE. And never heard of this team before. Might need to do some digging on this if I even get some free time. We'll see what happens there. So game one of a 3-game set there. Obviously, K-State baseball opened their home portion of the season last weekend with some great games, and that's in kudos to Columbia. Now, Columbia apparently were favorites to win their conference, so that's something in itself right there, despite, 1-5 record for them. But yeah, K-State kick off that series on Friday at home, and that's a 4 o'clock start, so hopefully, looks like, weather doesn't look good from what I saw last night on the weather. Yeah, and I got my thoughts on news and all that other stuff, but that's, news is nothing. Another thing, I got my own thoughts, but I'm gonna keep that to my, I'll just keep that to myself there as well. But so yeah, SIUE game one, weather permitting, we'll say that, 4 o'clock in Manhattan, Kansas. Then you turn the page over to Saturday, and yes, Dunn Sunflower Showdown Part 2, Kansas, the regular season. The regular season finale, and that team did it. And we'll see. They have Peter Haggerty for this game. 1 o'clock Saturday. No, I'm not gonna be able to watch it. Be at work, and between now and next week, and I still needed to talk with my boss about it. But between now and then, between now and next week, and obviously next week, I won't be working. Period. I won't be working weekend. Period. Because I'll be hopefully out of town. I've been very precautious about it. I know. And I'm not going to discuss anything that is not going to have to say on the show. But so KU, 1 o'clock, Allen Fieldhouse. For years, we know how the song Same Dance goes. So we'll see. Especially, you even have your leading score now. How did K-State beat West Virginia last night? beyond me. But hey, wins at this point is this late in the season to get it. Again, kudos to interim head coach Matthew Driscoll. He has these guys playing right now, and it'll be interesting to see, or to hear anyways, what will happen on Saturday afternoon. Oh, by the way, yes, reaction. We'll have, obviously, this podcast mostly driven in on recaps, but we have news too. Breaking news, and there's a couple of podcasts that I have recorded that are not postcast related that have yet to be posted. So they got that going on. I will record another one that's not postcast related on Friday. So those episodes haven't even touched the iTunes feed or wherever you listen to this podcast, Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things KC Sports, Eddie Greer, this weekend preview. So it got that going on there. Baseball game 2, 4:00. Again, game 2, SIUE there. And then, hey, we have a soccer appearance. Yes, women's soccer, 4:00, Arkansas. So yeah, that's so spring soccer. Yes, and this is head coach Colleen Corbin. She's not new anymore. We could take that tag off the name now. Colleen Corbin, your current head coach of the women's soccer team. What a year! A year ago, and now they're back at it. I know we haven't even went through their spring schedule, so they're bringing back spring ball again. Spring soccer, not spring football. Spring football is gonna be coming up if it's coming to, if not have already started out there in Manhattan, kids led by new head coach and former football legend Colin Klein over there. So that Saturday slate in that Arkansas game is a home game. So definitely, you want to check some more women's sports out, definitely go check out a women's soccer team. I think they're going to be pretty good. I think they're pretty good this year there as well. And then, yeah, let's get through Sunday first. Then Sunday, flip the page over here. Another double dip for KC Women's Tennis and head coach Jordan Smith, and led by the Kakajmajal sisters, Mar Logo and Mata. They will travel to Lubbock to take on 34th-ranked Texas Tech. And that's a noon start on a Sunday, right? So there's that. And then the wrap-up of the three-game set with SIUE at the 1:00 matinee. And again, we're gonna see how this weather plays out there as well. I'm already sick of the cold. So you got that going on, and probably gonna be doing some more. Have to deal with this even more traveling out of town. Again, being cautious. So you got that going on. So SIUE, the opponent for K-State baseball, wraps up 1:00 again. All games weather permitting there as well. We'll see if some of these games get moved to a double dip. We'll see about that. But yeah, they're looking at already next week. Next week is going to be just all caps, jam packed. Yes, sir. We're almost there. EG3. It's going to be jam packed. K-State Sports, Eddie Greer stuff. Yeah, it's going to be jam packed. Got something going on every week through next week, up until next Tuesday. Through next Tuesday, yep. And then you don't have nothing for March 18th and the 19th. Yeah, so you don't have anything there as well. So at least as far as, so that's the weekend. So filled with mainly baseball and women's tennis. And of course, yes, women's basketball. We'll see if they make it to Friday or not. We'll have to see. We got to get by Cincinnati first today, up in KC, where I'm at. So got that going on. I think are they playing in the Sprint Center? Or not? I'm still saying that. The T-Mobile Center, yeah, I still call it a Sprint Center. To me, it's a Sprint Center for my at least my time at K-State anyways. And, yeah, that person is the car Cardinals. I can hear that all the way over here. Pro Budget Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. I'm going to say this. I'm going to try to get ahead next week. Now, obviously, I'm on a little bit of a schedule. So, well, how about that? Eddie on a schedule. How about that? Yes, I'm on a little bit of a schedule. So, we'll see. I should be able to record. Now, given the fact that I got new news yesterday, that's going to take priority because, yeah, I was not happy. Yesterday was good and bad. That's going to take priority. Definitely. Now, if it was something else, I probably would have said hell with it. But I'm getting out of town next weekend, man. I gotta have it. So somebody's, like I said in another recording that I just recorded a while ago, somebody's gonna get kicked out to the curb. So there's that. so there's that. And I did not want to roll things over, and it looks like I'm gonna have to, unfortunately, unless again something pops up within the next several days. But yeah, this guy, hey, I'm on the road. People know what I'm doing. Oh yeah, a lot of people let me know when I'm interested, know what I'm doing. Oh hell yeah, so for sure. But yeah, for this podcast, yeah, I think it's gonna be status quo. I think it's gonna be status quo. Should be status quo. There, I know we're gonna be traveling out of town. I should have episodes daily. Obviously, it's daily podcast. Sometimes two times a week, like y'all getting today, and potentially three episodes today as well. I'm gonna send a recorded podcast because I have that. Women's recap of the women's golf team has been doing some great things. Just big coming off from the fall into the winter/spring. Got that going on. So I was gonna say something else. Now I lost train of thought. And then so yeah, I have all that going on. So yeah, it's like that's gotta take priority. I was pissed off, but I'm figuring things out. And I did not want to roll things over. It's gonna have to be that. And so yeah, so we're gonna have that going on. So yeah, bottom line, KSA Nation. I know, sorry being all over the place. It's gonna get nuts here between probably now and throughout next week. It's gonna be epic, man. Hopefully be epic there as well. But yeah, man, we're in, I probably say, uncharted territory. Not with this podcast, but outside the podcast there as well. But yeah, lots of stuff going on. Spring football is probably gonna start. They already started conditioning, strength training, conditioning, all that. They're gonna hit the field soon on the football side. Women's tennis has been doing been holding strong. There, baseball, back to the winning ways. We'll see if they can take care of this SIUE this weekend. So we got that going on. Women's tennis, another two-step for them. They're playing Friday and Sunday again. And then, yeah, by time, and then, of course, let's not forget about Dylan Sunflower Showdown, the regular season finale for the men against Kansas. Kansas, they're coming off of a upset loss. So I guess that's bad news for us. same song, same dance, baby. Every year we go to Allen Fieldhouse there, and then obviously we'll see how far the women's team go in this Phillips and Six Big 12 tournament. And again, we're gonna have all the postcasts. If you've been with us for the last couple years, or you have not been, of course, you know, if K-State, for example, last year. Okay, it's not last year anymore, but the K-State basketball team made that run to the Sweet 16. We had every game. We had covered every game. You go back to the fall. Women's volleyball got their first NCAA tournament win in a long time. Yeah, so we covered that. So, yeah, this podcast drives off of all things K-State sports, not just football and men's basketball. We don't, because the year, it would suck if you do that. It was all about that. There's other sports going on around Manhattan, Kansas, K-State University. That's where we come in for sure. So you want to make sure this is your one-stop shop, or add this to your collection of K-State podcasts. There's plenty of other K-State podcasts. Great content out there for y'all right now. Y'all want to make sure you're tapped in, and y'all want to make sure y'all subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell on this podcast. Every time we update your content daily, that means you have to hit the alarm bell. We update your content as well. Another action-packed weekend ahead for K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Gwynn coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another weekend preview edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with Cats.